Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with the Public Opinion Survey about Florida. Do you have a few moments?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Thank you. It's only about like 3 to 5 minutes tops. Am I speaking with Jacqueline?
Yes.
Great. Nice to meet you, Jacqueline. Again, my name is Jesse. Now, first of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And what are the chances that you'll be voting in August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost
100%.
I get you, Cliff. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democrat primary?
Democrat.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
56.
66? Okay.
56.
56. Let me fix that right there. Okay, here we go. Now, are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, me.
Yes, okay. Just you?
Yes, I am the only one in this household.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off the wrong track?
They've gone off the wrong track.
I highly appreciate your answer here. Your opinion is very valuable to us. Okay, now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate the feelings towards each one of them, okay? Now, meaning one is you're very favorable or somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable, okay? So Joe Biden, how do you feel about him? Are you very favorable or unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I'm favorable.
Is that very or somewhat?
Very. I was very.
What about Kamala Harris?
Very.
Very? What about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
I haven't done that research yet, so I would have to say whatever the middle of the road is.
Middle of the road is somewhat unfavorable. Or somewhat favorable?
Maybe somewhat favorable. Because, like I said, I haven't really done a deep dive on any of the ones that are on the list yet. So, right now, I'm...
Okay. What about Chad Klitzman?
Well, make that unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Barbara Sharif?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay.
Yeah.
Moving along. Now, if the Democrat primary for this Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs. Jr., for whom would you go for?
I would probably lean for Barbara.
Barbara? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Barbara? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, somewhat certain. Now, still thinking about the Democrat primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Senate. Are you voting rights, home and property insurance, climate change and the environment, jobs and wages, education, healthcare, protecting reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, or other?
Wow, that's a big list. is that all together? That is
no,
important
no.
to me.
No, that was all different ones. So if it's important for you to, let me read it back again. About the Democrat primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is most important.
Oh, most important. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and list.
So this is the list. Voting rights is one. Home and property insurance is the next one. Climate change and environment is the third. Jobs and wages is the fourth. Education the fifth. Healthcare the sixth. Protecting reproductive rights is the seventh. LGBTQ rights is the seventh.
Yeah.
Or other is the eighth.
No, if I have to pick one, I would have to put the property taxes and the insurance.
Okay. All right. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And mm-hmm. what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College. Yeah, 4 years in college. Bachelor.
Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you state your first name, please?
Jacqueline.
Perfect. This survey has concluded. Thank you very much for your time and participating. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.